I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, and here are some of the top stories impacting Rutherford County on your Rutherford Roundup for Friday, October the 3rd, 2025. Two major initiatives are shaping the future of Rutherford County, one focused on waste management and the other on arts, education, and support. State Representative Brian Terry and State Senator Shane Reeves, both Republicans from Murfreesboro, spearheaded the creation of a 15-member advisory task force on solid waste, officially launched with its first meeting on September 30th. This task force, established through the House Bill 667, will spend the next 3 years developing long-term strategies to modernize Tennessee's waste systems. Reeves, who also chairs the Senate Energy, Agriculture, and Natural Resources Committee, serves as co-chair of the task force. Rutherford County is well represented by Donna Barrett, Matt Herrmann, and the lawmakers themselves. As Reeves pointed out, the state's infrastructure hasn't kept pace with population growth, and Terry emphasized the pressing need to ease the burden on areas like Rutherford County, home to Tennessee's largest landfill. Meanwhile, the Rutherford Arts Alliance celebrated a major milestone in September by awarding its first round of K-12 scholarships. 10 students across Rutherford County received instruments and music lessons, thanks to support from local donors and the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee. Executive Director Jeff Lisichin also announced a $22,300 grant from the Christie House Foundation, which will fund additional scholarships. In addition, RAA is launching the Art of Unburdening, a creative support initiative for dementia caregivers. With support from community partnerships, this program exemplifies how the arts in Rutherford County are fostering both opportunity and healing. A ruptured gas line in the heart of Murfreesboro sparked an emergency response late Thursday afternoon, October the 2nd. The call came in around 4 p.m., prompting immediate action from the Murfreesboro Fire and Rescue Department. Atmos Energy technicians joined the fire crews on the scene to assess and contain the leak. As precaution, police closed West College Street behind Northwest Broad Street and Medical Center Boulevard, an area behind Jackson Motel and Checkers, to protect public safety. Drivers were advised to take alternate routes as crews worked for several hours to secure the area. Thankfully, no injuries were reported, and air quality was closely monitored throughout the operation. The road closure remained in place until the leak was fully controlled and the site deemed safe for travel. Transitioning to sports, the Atlanta Braves announced that longtime manager Brian Snitker will step away from the dugout at the conclusion of the 2025 season, transitioning into a senior advisory role within the organization. Snitker, who turned 70 on October the 17th, has been a cornerstone of the Braves for nearly five decades, taking over managerial duties in 2016. Over his tenure, he's led the team to six consecutive NL East titles between 2018 and 2023, and famously guided Atlanta to a World Series championship in 2021. His 707 career wins place him third in the franchise's all-time list, trailing only legends Bobby Cox and Frankie Salee. Before managing, Snitker spent years as a minor league skipper, major league coach, and developmental figure within the Braves organization. He'll be honored with an induction into the Braves Hall of Fame during a home game in 2026. As the club begins preparing for a new chapter following a 76-86 season and their first playoff absence since 2017. Two separate investigations by the Tennessee Comptroller's Office have led to sentencing in high-profile theft cases impacting both Rutherford and Wilson counties. In Laverne, former Lake Elementary PTO President Valency Horton was sentenced to 3 years of state-supervised probation after misappropriating more than $13,000 from the school's parent-teacher organization. Between April and July of 2024, Horton transferred PTO funds to her personal cash app, made ATM and over-the-counter cash withdrawals, and even withdrew funds at Rivers Casino in Portsmouth, Virginia. Although she attempted to repay over $10,000 to the PTO, most of the deposit bounced, leaving the organization short over $11,000. She was indicted in April of 2025 by a Rutherford County grand jury on felony charges, including theft and fraudulent use of a credit or debit card. As part of her judicial diversion sentence, she must check in regularly with the probation office in Murfreesboro. Meanwhile, in Wilson County, former attorney Jennifer Porth pleaded guilty to misappropriating nearly $500,000 from clients under her care as a conservator and estate administrator. Porth, who practiced law in Lebanon, was first indicted in August of 2022 for stealing over $250,000, and a second investigation revealed that she had taken another $225,000. She was withdrew funds without documentation, and failed to provide legally required financial reports. Disbarred by the Tennessee Supreme Court in 2023, Porth was sentenced in September of 2025 to 10 years, with 1 year to be served in confinement and the remainder on supervised probation. She's paid a full restitution. Rutherford County residents are being urged to stay alert following a disturbing computer scam that nearly led to identity theft. Local authorities report that a Murfreesboro man encountered a pop-up message on his computer warning of a virus. Moments later, he received a call from someone claiming to be Deputy Brandon Walls at the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office, a person who does not exist within the department. The caller falsely claimed that illegal pornographic content had been found on the man's device and that a federal arrest warrant was in progress. He then demanded the man's social security number to clear the charges. Thankfully, the man's stepdaughter intervened and urged him to hang up before any personal information was shared. Officials stressed that no law enforcement agency will request sensitive information over the phone to avoid arrest. Residents are reminded not to interact with suspicious pop-ups and to report any scam attempts to local authorities. Meanwhile, Laverne showed what community action looks like during its highly successful electronic dumpster event held September 6th. Despite rainy weather, residents dropped off more than 18,000 pounds of e-waste. Organized in partnership with Vice Mayor Steve No and City E-Waste, the event collected everything from cell phones and laptops to over 250 flat-screen TVs. City E-Waste CEO Matthew Rogers praised the turnout, noting the importance of rehoming usable parts and responsibly recycling the rest. He emphasized the need to make eco-friendly options simple and free, adding the company's permanent drop-off sites in Franklin and Williamson County help maintain momentum year-round. The next free event is scheduled for spring of 2026 at the 50 Forward Laverne Senior Center. That's all for now. For updates on these and many more local news stories, be sure to check out our website, WGNSradio.com, or follow us on social media at NewsRadio WGNS on Facebook and X. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to leave a rating or a review on Spotify and iTunes, or a comment on YouTube. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.